Is anyone born evil? Answer quickly. No, by definition. Evil implies choice. If one wild animal in the desert leaps on another innocent one and rips him to pieces, that is not evil. He has no choice given a sensory stimuli going after him. And then he goes on, if not, are evil people like Jeffrey Dahmer, that's the one that I think had killed a whole bunch of young men that he had or was going to have sexual relationships with. That was long ago. But he's a mass murderer, in fact. Are evil people like Jeffrey Dahmer products of the premises and ideas they've embraced? Yes, I say. Yes. He, like any human being, is a product of the ideas that he's embraced consciously or otherwise. Then he says, well, if so, what do you make of the claims of scientists who say they can identify psychopaths by age 6? Well, there's no problem between that and free will. Basic premises can go back very early. They can go back to 2 and 3. You can see some clearly basic premises. You can see kids of 3 who like to smash, say, take a rock and smash some living creature, like a cat, for instance. They get pleasure out of this. This does not mean they're determined to be that way. It means they've developed already by that age a certain hatred for life, perhaps a jealousy, perhaps a desire for revenge, which they can't distinguish the object of. It is not philosophic determinism. Now, if you found a baby came out of the womb, picked up the nurse's scalpel, and stabbed her in the chest, I say, there's something different about that baby than this kid at the age of 6. But I don't know of kids who do that.